Well, the big political news from today is the concession of now governor, soon to be ex-governor, Pat McCrory in the gubernatorial race to Attorney General and Democratic challenger Roy Cooper. Roy Cooper will take over as governor when the General Assembly reconvenes in January. But it has been a very tumultuous election year, to say the absolute least, not just on the state level, but on the national level. And there's a lot of concern about the future, particularly for minority groups that were, by all accounts, targeted during the 2016 election campaign and have been for many, many years. We're joined now on the air by Dr. Terry Phoenix. He is the director of UNC's LGBTQ Center, to talk about where things stand at UNC post-election and where we're going for the next couple years, 4 years and beyond. Dr. Phoenix, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what are your thoughts after the election? I know there's a lot to consider between Donald Trump winning the presidential election, Roy Cooper winning the governor's election, and everything in between. So what are your thoughts?
Well, as a state employee, you know that I can't endorse or oppose any right. candidate. But I can tell you what we have been hearing at the LGBTQ Center. We have heard some concerns from students about what President-elect Trump will be doing in terms of the appointments that he will be making and in terms of legislative or domestic policy.
One of the things that's been sort of in the news almost immediately after the election, we've sort of continued to hear reports of violence, threats, people being harassed on campus, in communities across the country. Is that something that has been experienced on campus? Have people reported that at UNC at all?
We haven't had people reporting that at UNC.
Okay. How has the status of the, how has political discourse been on campus? Has it been respectful? Has it been positive in any way?
For the most part, it's been really respectful, okay. Yeah.
All right. Speaking with, again, Dr. Terry Phoenix, director of the UNC LGBTQ Center. So where do we go from here as the LGBTQ community? What is the status of sort of acceptance for LGBTQ people in America? Does the 2016 election, this whole campaign, is it a step back? Is it a step forward? Where do we go from here?
I think it has made evident some things that were there already. In that there have been a lot of gains made for LGBTQ rights, but we still have a ways to go, particularly around transgender rights. And I think that, you know, HB2 definitely has been a topic of conversation on campus and around the state and indeed the world. I've been contacted by folks, you know, in other countries to talk about HB2. So it is something that has been on the mind of people. I think where we go from here, you know, there's a couple of things on the federal level that I think are noteworthy. One is, you know, the Equality Act, which was introduced into the Congress on July 23rd, 2015. And that act would provide explicit protection for LGBTQ people in the areas of employment, housing, education. And so we're really going to be watching. I don't know that we can expect a whole lot of movement in that, but that's definitely something that we will be watching.
Do you expect any movement backwards as far as that goes?
Well, the First Amendment Defense Act, which President-elect Trump has said that he would sign, is a little concerning for people because it prohibits the federal government from taking what they say is discriminatory action against a person on the basis of their belief that marriage is or should be recognized as just one man, one woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that were to pass, that would raise some concerns.
In terms of sort of anti-discrimination legislation, I know the, you know, gender identity and sexual orientation aren't explicitly protected, but Loretta Lynch in the Justice Department mm-hmm. has been interpreting that phrase, the word sex in mm-hmm. in the Civil Rights Act and in the Education Amendments as incorporating gender identity and sexual orientation. Future attorney generals could make exactly the opposite decision. So how does that affect LGBTQ people directly?
Well, I think it would have it has the potential to have a huge impact. There have been a number of cases where the Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act has been used to provide protections to LGBTQ individuals. And while there is no law that explicitly protects people on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression, it is, as as you say, they have been using that law in terms of protecting people. And if we had a more narrow interpretation of that, I think some of those protections would go away.
And just to give people a sense, one of the arguments that's often made in the other direction is, well, no one's trying to discriminate against LGBT people. How frequent is discrimination against LGBT people?
I think that it does occur. We are expecting the National Center for Transgender Equality to release their most recent survey on December 8th, which is going to have really good data about trans experiences, transgender people's experiences in areas of employment. And so we're going to look for what those results say.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Dr. Terry Phoenix, again, director of the UNC LGBTQ Center, for people who are trying to think or trying to regroup or trying to look forward after the 2016 election and trying to imagine, okay, what can I do next as an individual? What can I do to take action on the federal level, on the state level, on the local level, in terms of politics, in terms of culture, in terms of economics? Where do I spend my money? Where do I not? What is the best thing that people can do to take action to help the LGBTQ community?
I think it's to continue doing some of the same things that we talk about at the LGBTQ Center. One thing that is important is to look at those organizations that are advocating for LGBTQ people and to provide support to them through your time, through your money, or whatever resource that you can lend. I think that also talking to people, having conversations. A lot of the progress that has been made is because neighbors talk to neighbors and coworkers talk to coworkers. And I think that is still going to be the place that we need to go, is having those conversations about what does it mean to be transgender? Why is it important to let people use the bathroom of their gender identity? Having some of those conversations is going to be very important moving forward.
Talk about some of the work that the center does for people who don't know.
Yeah, so We have a discussion group called Trans Talk Tuesday, which meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month, and that's for trans and gender nonconforming people. And so that is one thing that we've run for a very long time. We do a lot of education on campus and in the community. So our Safe Zone program is probably the premier program, which provides information on LGBTQ terminology and concepts and awareness around what are some of the things that individuals face because of heterosexism or because of transphobia, and then what are some strategies for inclusion. And we do a lot of those trainings and presentations.
If people want to find out more, is there a website?
Yes, lgbtq.unc.edu.
So head online and check that out. We're speaking with Dr. Terry Phoenix, director of the LGBTQ Center on campus at UNC. And Dr. Phoenix, before we let you go, just to sum up, what is your biggest concern about the next 2 or 4 years? And what is the thing that makes you the most hopeful?
I think what makes me the most hopeful is the amount of allies, of people that don't identify as part of the LGBTQ community, who are voicing their support for the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the LGBTQ community is a minority, so we are dependent upon allies to support us. We don't have the political power in and of ourselves to wield. I think what concerns me is I would be sad to see some of the gains that we have made, some of the executive orders that have been put out by President Obama. I'd be sad to see those reversed, and that's what worries me, I think.
What do people need to know, just in general, that they don't know?
Oh gosh, there's a lot. I think the one thing that I would say is right now there's a lot of conversation about bathroom use,
mm-hmm.
and not just because of HB2, but at the federal level there's the federal lawsuit from 13 states against DOJ, and I think that people need to understand that trans people are not sexual predators, and that all trans people want to do is to have a place that they can go take care of a bodily function in peace, and that trans people are not sexual predators.
Absolutely. Well, again, lgbtq.unc.edu is the website. Head online now if you want to find out more about the LGBTQ Center, the work that they do, and what you can do to help. Dr. Terry Phoenix, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.